More now on the weakening dollar. One of Canada's leading banks, Toronto Dominion, known as TD, bought New Jersey's Commerce Bank Corp for $8.5 billion. Yesterday, the Finnish company Nokia bought Chicago's Navtech for $8.1 billion. European and Canadian companies seem to be on a buying spree lately, snapping up U.S.-based companies. That has some wondering if a weak dollar is creating a fire sale on U.S. firms. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
The U.S. dollar is so weak.
How weak is it?
It's so weak, the floating eye in the pyramid is crying. In fact, the dollar is so devalued.
How devalued is it?
Rappers are wearing diamond-encrusted pesos around their neck. Seriously, though, it's so weak.
How weak is it?
The dollar is so weak that Commerce Bank Corp in New Jersey must have looked like a steal to Canada's Toronto Dominion. After decades worth much less than the U.S. dollar, the Canadian loonie just reached parity. And so Canadian companies must be looking at the U.S. like it's one big fire sale, right?
This is not a fire sale price. This is a premium price for what management views as a strategic imperative.
Brad Smith with Blackmont Capital says Toronto Dominion has been carefully planning for years to get bigger in the U.S. market. In other words, this deal is the result of long-term strategy, not any short-term currency fluctuation. But what about yesterday's big deal, when the Finnish company Nokia bought Chicago-based Navtech? Were the Finns taking advantage of a strong euro to gobble up a U.S. asset?
No, I don't think so, because they overpaid. they spent a lot of money buying these guys.
Jack Gold of J. Gold Associates says Nokia desperately needed this American company at just about any price. Nokia has done great as a hardware maker, mostly of phones, but to expand their business, Gold says, Nokia needs more and better content. So they bought Navtech, which is one of the world's leading digital mapping companies. The euro has gained around 11% in the last year, so Nokia got to buy Navtech at a nice discount now versus 12 months ago.
But if they had bought them a year ago, the valuation probably would have been 50% less, just because Navtech wasn't as big and wasn't making as much revenue.
The point that Gold and Smith are making is that currency valuation is only one factor that companies consider when deciding whether or not to buy another firm. The main thing is strategy. Does the acquisition fit into their long-term business plans? Then there are a host of other issues. How much debt does the company carry? How good is the cultural match? And on and on. Gene Dupre is a consultant with IBM. He advises big companies on whether or not to buy other companies. I asked him where the weak U.S. dollar ranks among the top 10 issues companies consider before an acquisition.
It has not been a top 10 issue in the analysis that we've done, for the most part.
It's not that the dollar's decline doesn't matter, Dupre says. It's just that so many other things matter so much more. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.
If you want to know how a weaker dollar might affect you, whether you're traveling abroad or shopping at home, go to our website, npr.org.